Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly and Married at First Sight continues again tonight at 7:30 on Channel 9 and catch up on 9 Now. And joining us now is Jack. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone going?
Good. Last night you were front and centre as per usual, Jack. You got a bit of a grilling from Lauren, but you made a huge revelation, and that was that you were ready to have kids with Tori within the next 2 years. Are you still sticking by this statement?
Look, if I'm a 34-year-old dude, if I fell in love with a woman and in 2 years' time I was 36 and everything was aligned and we're still in love, yeah, I'm ready, you know, ready to go.
You were saying Tori, so is it still Tori?
Oh, I don't know if I can let that one slip, but at that point of the show, if me and Tori were going to make it out and within the next couple of years, everything going well, she'd be a beautiful mother and I'd happily have her children, you know, have children with her.
That sounded very politician-esque. Like dancing around the question
spoilers,
a little bit.
I like it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Trying to not spoil too much.
Now, it looks like you're going to be front and center of a bit of a scandal because we've already seen a little bit of a snippet of an up-and-coming episode where it looks like you're getting a bit flirty with Jade.
I did see that. Yeah, look, I actually had a really good lunch. It was a really good shoot that I did with Jade. So me, Tori, Jade and Ridge, we all got along pretty well. I was really tight with Ridge and I was really comfortable. We went and had a couple of drinks, had some lunch and we were unpacking each other's relationships. And look, I could assure you there was no flirting, but I didn't have my guard up. I was very relaxed and there was plenty of laughs. We had a good time.
Interesting. We'll have to see how that one unfolds.
I love like Carly's got a little checklist, just checking everything against you, Jack. Jack, something I want to talk about is we had a chat with Tristan yesterday in regards to, well, you know what? Here's some of the audio.
Well, look, I actually kind of was supporting Jack at the bit, but then he actually leaked some of the text messages that I sent him the day after when he basically called me the whale. And it was just annoying. It was just annoying because I never gave him any permission to do that. And I'm like, dude, if you're really kind of sorry about it, you wouldn't leak my personal messages or you at least tell me about it.
Thoughts, feelings, Jack?
That's the first I've heard of that. I actually did send that message through from Tristan. I thought we were pretty tight. We've been on the phone once a fortnight since the show dropped and I did call him. I did leak the message through. I honestly didn't think he'd have a negative opinion about it. And I actually tried to call him that morning and he didn't answer and that's probably why. So I apologise to that for doing that.
Do you think if he didn't answer, maybe you should have waited for him to answer before you kind of shared the private messages?
Honestly, I actually sent the message through first and then I tried to call him. I thought he would have absolutely no problems with it, to be honest. And he didn't call me back and that's the first I've heard of it. So that's obviously upset him. So yeah, that's the first I've heard of that.
Oh.
Well, it sounds like you've got a bit of an apology to make again.
Well, he said sorry on this show, but I don't think we're going to get Tristan on, so we can't play it. Because we could be the third person, I'm feeling like, you know, the buffer in between, but we aren't probably going to get Tristan on again, so we can't play this to him.
He's a great guy. We had a good relationship through the show. Obviously, that comment towards Lauren triggered Tristan, and that was a low point for me of the entire show. And me and Tristan were buddies for the rest of the show, and honestly, since filming, we've been in touch the entire time. It was just I haven't heard from him since I sent that message after that episode, and that's the first I've heard of it. So, yeah, apologies to Tristan, but no, he's a good dude, and I hope he's doing well.
Now, Jack, I want to ask you about Madeline. So my husband made a comment to me the other day, where did she go from maths? Because it feels like one moment she was on the screen, next minute she wasn't. There's been a lot of speculation in the media that she was a planted actor. As a contestant, what were you guys told? Because it was almost like a blink and you miss it moment.
It was absolutely wild. I've never seen anything like it. Tori and I were lucky enough to go to Ash and Maddie's wedding and we were just looking at each other with side eye the whole time. I'd never seen anything like it. It did come across very strange, and then we hear that she's a medium, and I was mates with Ash, and the first cocktail party, he's telling me about his wild honeymoon with this girl, and I couldn't believe it. I didn't believe what he was saying, and then, yeah, next minute she was gone, so we were all just stunned. We didn't know what was happening.
Did they explain it to you guys, the producers come in and explain why she left?
Yeah, they do. They kind of just let the cast know that, you know, there's been a falling out and they wanted to leave, and at the end of the day, they can't hold you there. It's not in the name of the game, not in the spirit of the show, but if you do want to leave, you can. So we just thought they obviously weren't getting along and they didn't want to front another dinner party. And I don't blame the guy. I've watched it back now and, yeah, I still can't put my finger on Madeline. She's a strange one.
Do you think she was an actor? Because she is actually an actress.
And a comedian, right?
Oh, she's done everything. But, yeah, I think she's got 10, 12 years of acting under her belt and shows like Home and Away. So she obviously knows how to act. So I'm assuming she went on the show thinking it was going to be good for business and maybe didn't have a full understanding of the show itself. Like, maths is an absolute juggernaut. You don't really go on there and play the game. They play you, kind of thing. So I don't think she knew what she was signing up for.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Mm. Unless you try to play their game and then played her own game and they didn't like the game, and that's why they get rid
but
of her.
But hopefully, Jack, you're not playing any games, are you? Because Tori is heavily invested.
No, Tori's beautiful. You can't play a game on maths. It all comes out. You film for 10 hours, 5 days of the week. You're under constant scrutiny. You've got to do your best and hang in there. That's all you can do.
Hang in there. I think it sums it up perfectly. Well, if you want to hang in there and watch Married at First Sight again, it's happening tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9 and 9 Now. Jack, thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks, guys. Have a good morning.